This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. People around the world are saying prayers for Pope Francis, who remains hospitalized in critical condition. Our Seth Doan is in Rome.
His doctors have underscored he is a fragile patient, and this is not an easy case to treat. I asked one of his doctors how many different drugs he's on, and the answer was a lot. He has chronic underlying lung conditions, but despite all of this, the Holy See press office says he is alert and well-oriented. He even participated in a mass at the hospital at a small chapel there.
The federal workforce is in turmoil after a weekend ultimatum from Elon Musk, telling employees they must submit a detailed report of their productivity in the previous week or face firing. Correspondent Willie James Inman has details.
The ultimatum is the latest confusion for federal workers who are already grappling with the Trump administration's aggressive efforts to shrink the workforce. But some Republicans are calling for compassion.
If I could say one thing to Elon Musk, it's like, please put a dose of compassion in this. These are real people. These are real lives.
More job cuts are on the way this week as the Pentagon moves to fire 5,400 probationary civilian workers.
And the Department of Defense, the Department of Homeland Security, and the FBI are telling employees to disregard the directive for now. President Trump called Volodymyr Zelensky a dictator, but now Ukraine's president says he is ready to step down, but on his own terms. He spoke via interpreter.
If there is peace for Ukraine, if you really need me to leave my post, then I'm ready to do that for the sake of peace. I can exchange stepping down for NATO membership. If these are the conditions, immediately.
The German government is moving to the right after national elections. Exit polls show Germany's conservative Christian Democratic Union Party leading. But CBS's Holly Williams says the far right has placed second.
It's the AfD's best result since the party was established just 12 years ago.
The illegal migration.
During the campaign, the party's leader, Alice Weidel, pledged to carry out the mass deportation of immigrants.
This year could be the worst season for flu in 7 years.
We're just halfway through flu season, but already 19,000 people have died from influenza. The CDC says more than 430,000 have been hospitalized. 86 deaths have been reported in patients 17 and younger.
CBS's Elise Preston says fewer people are getting vaccinated this year compared to last. The Screen Actors Guild Awards, held tonight in Los Angeles, Timothy Chalamet has won Best Actor in a Leading Role for A Complete Unknown. The papal thriller Conclave won Best Ensemble. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
CBS News Sacramento's Kayla Moeller on a Mardi Gras-type festival in the city.
Weekend of the year so far, coinciding with the fourth annual Mardi Gras Festival and City of Trees Parade. Organizers say it's the biggest Mardi Gras parade in the state. Melissa drove up from the Bay Area to attend.
There's been a little bit of everything.
Thousands of festival goers are bringing business to Old Sac and surrounding areas.
We love the events, yeah, for sure. I mean, it gets everybody in a festive mood.
There is so much here that people can feel inspired by and they can feel proud of.
More than 1,000 performers, from dancers to roller skaters to art cars from Burning Man, all made their way from Capitol Mall to Old Sacramento.
Mardi Gras is all about celebrating yourself, your town, your culture, your heritage, and we are teaching Sacramento to celebrate itself the same way that New Orleans celebrates itself.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some clouds tonight and a little breezy, lows around 31. Breezy on your Monday, mostly cloudy and highs in the mid-40s. Some rain possible Monday night, then clearing out a bit with a low of 31. Tuesday, mostly sunny, 44. Rain on Wednesday with a high near 45. Right now, 35. WRJN.
Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Where I wanna go. I'm a Culture City, 'cause it's too-
Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Life with you, Miss
say you've seen, baby, since we've been together. Ooh, loving you forever is what I need. Let me be the one you come running to. I'll never be
looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
I tried to call. there's a punch.
Try like a
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
It would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire.
There'll be days like this, my mama said.
Mama said,
mama said, mama said there'll be. gonna jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide them all. Gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Thousands of workers across the government, from the Pentagon to the IRS, are under threat of firings or layoffs. And impacted workers are all over the country.
As President Trump's senior advisor Elon Musk takes a chainsaw to the federal workforce, hundreds of IRS employees in Philadelphia are feeling the impact.
For Elon Musk to, like, use a chainsaw on stage to mock the people that he just fired. Like, there is a human element to this whole thing.
Rob McCabe is among roughly 400 newly hired tax workers in Philly who reported to work on Thursday, only to be shown the door a few hours later. His colleague Nicholas Berardi is also out of a job today after only a few months with the agency.
I feel like I kind of got robbed.
Josh Sador with CBS News Philadelphia.
Pope Francis is battling double pneumonia in the hospital in Rome. He's in critical condition. His prognosis is guarded. New York's Archbishop Timothy Cardinal Dolan was in the conclave that elected the pontiff. He says one complication is the Pope himself.
They tell me that one of the hardest things the doctors have had to